order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with our community. Please be with our nation. Please be with our state. Please be with our city. Please guide our meeting. Please be with those who are ill. Please watch over our city employees. Please be with our military. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant? Councilmember Lane?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Ajadaka?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here. Councilmember Grant did notify that he would not be here this evening. Item 5, citizens' participation. We have Mr. Steve Linscomb with Judson ISD regarding the construction update.
Thank you, Mayor Pierce and council members. Wanted to come to you just briefly. I'm Steve Linscomb, the Director of Communications for Judson ISD, and wanted to just briefly update you with some of the progress that's been going on around our district, in particular around your neck of the woods here. In reference to Hopkins Elementary School, just wanted to update you that the re-roofing project in phase one, that final punch list items are being completed to include the ground cleanup. The ruts in the grass areas are still to be filled, some asphalt repairs and some fencing repairs as well, but the project is 98% complete. And they are waiting closeout documentation on that particular phase of the project. Kirby Middle School, as you might imagine, is probably one of our biggest projects that are ongoing right now. The renovations, the contractor has completed the installation of a temporary CTE cooking lab in building 500. That's where they've relocated that. The building 400 where it was has been demolished and the removal of the debris continues. So they're still kind of cleaning that up. The re-roofing project, phase three, at Kirby, Judson ISD has received an open competitive sealed proposals. They did that on August the 30th. At this time, facilities and planning is preparing documentation to turn over to the business office for insurance review and finalization, because that is an insurance project that we have going. Recommendation of the board is pending that insurance review. So that still has to go to the board, but we're waiting to see what the insurance review looks like. Then, of course, Wagner High School roofing project phase one, small and large skylights have been replaced, were replaced back in August. The shading devices are now complete. The contractor has begun the cleanup portion of it on site. And repairs to sidewalks and asphalt pavement still remain, so we still have some smaller parts of that, but the project is 97% complete. Lightning protection has also been reinstalled on that campus as well. There's obviously an awful lot of still work to be done over at especially Kirby Middle School. I might add that if you would like to see a video, it's about a 4-minute video that was presented at our board meeting last week to get a visual look, including some drone video and so forth of some of these projects. It may give you a little bit better idea visually as to what's going on and how far along some of these projects are. So you're always welcome to ask any questions or have any concerns by contacting the District Operations Department and Dr. Rob Fields.
Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Richard Vaughn, he is talking, the subject is support for the city of Kirby, and with him are Ms. Gail Hargrove and Mr. David Beasley, and in the event that Mr. Vaughn's presentation can't be done in 3 minutes, they've turned their minutes over to him.
Thank you.
You have the floor.
First of all, I'd like to thank the city of Kirby for us being here and being part of the city. And I'd like to thank the mayor, Mayor Pierce, and all your councilmen and everyone else here working for the city. And thank you for letting us be here and share this, okay? KBC, I want to bring up, first of all, about our church. We're having a 50th anniversary in the next 3 weeks. And I've been here 25 of that, half of it. Seems like my whole life. But Kirby, I want to just go over this stuff to try to get an understanding with the city and where Kirby comes from. Kirby is a church that reaches out to the whole city. And I've been a member of another church, but Kirby is just a family. And we're a family with the city. We enjoy having a time for, we've had time for the city officials coming down. We have a big dinner day. And we try to educate children, adults. If they need help, we go out of our way. We have many things that we do, and things such as we've used the street. When they first started the Hobo Fest, the parade, we were asked if they could use our parking lot to stage it. Sure. And they done it until the last one. Last year, I don't think we had the parade. Patty, I've worked with Patty a lot in doing this, and it's worked out well. We open our doors so the restrooms can be available and water fountain, and all the young people and older people and younger ones. But we've also volunteered to clean the streets. We've worked on 78 in different areas where we've done that for about 3 years, and once a month, going down, cleaning these streets, picking up, you know, all the trash, making it, you know, that's one of your main entry points in the Kirby, and trying to keep it looking nice. And we've also opened our doors to all the people that, when they're hungry, our doors are open. We have a Wednesday night meal, and we have people that come, and it's there for anybody that's hungry. We hope they stay for our Bible study, but if they don't, at least they can eat. I'm just explaining what we're all about. And we do all of this reaching out to the city. We hold different things. I'm going to elaborate some more. No charge. We don't charge anything. It's all supported, and we're not a rich church. You know, we have our congregation is not super large, and so we work with what we have, and out of that it works pretty well. But we try to manage our money that we do have, and that's what I'm leading up to. We have a food pantry where people are hungry; they can come in. And different church members bring food to put in there. We locate it at different places around town that donates. We try to keep it full enough where there's plenty. We can give them meals for 2 days, 3 days. You know, we can't go overboard because we've got a lot of people coming in. We have had Fall Fest every year. We have a Fall Fest for all the children and parents. So on Halloween night, this is a safe place they can go. We have candy. We have games they can play in that big old field next door to our church. And this is all paid for. And church members, they buy their own candy and set up a little booth and come up with some game. And it keeps these kids and shows them that they're loved and the families. And so we have Vacation Bible School, okay, where they can bring their children. We have a nursery that people volunteer to watch the little ones and take care of them if the parents are working. We've had auto shows, no charge. We even get together the money to pay for little trophies on the cars that win, so to give them something when they come. Which leads to, and all of this, again, is no charge. Okay, and it's leading to past events. That where we've been charged, and just recently we were charged for we have a little canopy. We used to come down in a motorhome. I have a motorhome, and it's nice, And I think Chief Kevin retired, isn't that correct? Right? He just recently retired. And anyhow, through him and the city, we'd park out front. Most of you probably remember. And it come in really handy. It wasn't just for us. We used it there for God's purpose, which was if the firemen, they'd come in and warm their meal up in the microwave. We had a lady policeman with the force, and she'd come in and use the bathroom in it. Jerry, he was real sick one year. He was a hobo king that year, okay? And he was almost had a heat stroke. So he'd come in and sit with the AC. So in other words, it's all. And it's not about us. It's about the city and taking care of the city, okay? And this year we couldn't use it. I don't know why, but we couldn't. And we went to set a tent up at the, is that my second bell?
That is. We have three more minutes.
I'm almost there. So anyhow, we wanted to go to the fireworks display and just set up. Okay. We don't use electricity since we don't have the RV, but we set up just a canopy, and we're not a vendor. We wasn't selling anything. We were given just a little packet with a church bulletin and some candy for the kids. Okay. And if anybody was interested, we don't go out and try to preach to them. Okay. We just invite them, you know, and trying to help the community. Anyhow, we were charged $50 for a spot. And the vendors, I understand, was charged $25, plus they pay a percentage of their whatever they sell. And like I said, we don't use electricity. We just need a spot. The money, even though it's $50, and anything else that the church is charged like that, I feel is unjust. The reason we are producing, hopefully, some good children, good community. Chief Kevin understood that, and Patty, and formal, I don't know everybody here, but they understood that. Chief Kevin said that we done the best work that could be done at the Hobo Fest because of the children. We were passing out Bibles to them, trying to guide them in the right direction and just help them, you know. And that's... it's not about us. It's about the community and loving a community and making a Kirby a place that people would love to live. Okay. So anyhow, we could use that little bit of money to buy some more food or for using it for any little event that we put on. And I'm just asking that maybe things like that could be waived.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger Romans regarding the Senior Center breakfast.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. On behalf of the Kirby Senior Center, the staff, everyone down there, I just want to take the opportunity to say thank you to the mayor and those council members that took the time out of their busy schedule to come on down and support us at our recent breakfast. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Six, consideration of an action on minutes. We have 6A is special meeting September 13th, 2018. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the meetings for the special minutes of September 13th, 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Audrey, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to accept the special meeting minutes of September 13th, 2018. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Greenway?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 6B, public hearing regular meeting, September 13th, 2018. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept September 13th, 2018 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to accept the public hearing regular meeting minutes of September 13th. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 6C, special meeting September 20th, 2018. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the special meeting minutes of September 20th, 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Audrey, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to accept the special meeting minutes of September 20th. Is there any discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand.
Who's absent?
One abstain. Item 7A, National Night Out Kirby Police Department presentation. Devonna, are you going to handle that one? Okay.
Since Chief Boyce isn't here, he asked me to just give y'all an update on the National Night Out, which is October 2nd. Friendship Park, 5745 Ben Zingelman is where we'll be having it. It'll be from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And we will have our vendors there. We will have community members that have asked to be there, such as the Kirby Baptist Church and the Little Library. And we're also going to have HEB always supports us. They'll be out there. Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union will be sending representative as well. Puppy Power called and asked to come out. And as you know, they're opening a second location. Cicada, the San Antonio Council on Alcohol and Drug Awareness will be there as well. Grande will be there. And I don't remember her name, but the mother of Braylon Nelson will be there also to hand out flyers to remind everybody of the walk that's coming up in October. we will have a bounce house for the children. We will have dog adoption and cat adoption. Our animal control officer will be out there with some animals. We're going to serve chips, water, sodas. With the help of Public Works, we're going to try and do a popcorn machine. He's going to do a test run on that for us tomorrow to make sure everything's up and running and doing well. Eddie Puente will be doing our DJ as he has in the past. We'll have candy. We'll have goodie bags to pass out. And probably one of the highlights is we will be having a K-9 Jake demonstration with Officer Murphy. So that should be everything that I'm aware of that we'll be having that evening.
Is there a specific time for Murphy and Jake?
We have not discussed a time frame.
I only ask because that may be something that somebody may not be able to stay the whole time but may want to come out for that. So I was just curious if there was...
I'll mention it and see if we can nail down maybe an earlier time for that, maybe like at 6:30, you know.
And is some of this going to be rotated to go to the other two places that are having National Night Out for the city, or is this basically just going to be yours?
This is basically going to be our setup.
Okay.
My understanding is the Senior Center has their own setup going.
And the church?
And the church.
Okay,
and I wasn't sure because they hadn't contacted me, so.
And I do know that Chief Boyce had mentioned that, as always, he'll be sending officers to
the
Senior
Center. I didn't know if they had divided up, you know, the drinks and the waters with the seniors.
No, my understanding, Norma informed me that she had already gotten all of her donations and everything together previously and that she did not need any assistance.
And is there flyers and things being put out yet for National Night? I know the only reason I'm asking is I drove around Universal City for 14 hours today, and they had flyers everywhere, and their banners were everywhere, but they're doing it on a Saturday afternoon and not on National Night Out Day,
right.
So that might be kind of interesting. I don't know if you get a better turnout that way, but there's a Saturday from 2 to 4 or But they, banners and flyers, a lot of the restaurants.
I think that if I remember right, the banner I saw for that, it was a pre-National Night Out event.
Does it say pre? National Night Out?
I think it says pre-National Night Out, if I remember correctly, when I saw their banner.
We can put a sticker over that.
Huh?
We could put a sticker over that, Devonna.
Well, they may be doing it that way, not having National Night Out.
Well, and
they have flyers everywhere for it. So.
Yeah, and we have our banner in front of the park, and we have our announcement on the board on Ackerman in front of the police department. But no, I haven't done any flyers for that.
Monique, do you know, as the EDC chairperson, turned in a request or not? Okay, do we need to bring a table or?
Yeah, you would have to bring all your own stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have picnic tables under the pavilion, but that's kind of like first come, first serve, so we do recommend you bring your own table and chairs if you can.
Okay, the EDC committee wanted to put a booth up.
Okay.
Just for advertising the EDC committee.
Sure, that's okay. Not a problem. We welcome that.
Okay.
And Kirby Crime Control District will have a table as well.
Anybody have any other questions? Staff? Anybody? All right, thanks, Devonna.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Item 7B, Employee of the Quarter.
Mayor, if I may say, normally our Employee of the Quarter knows that they won. This is actually the first time that it was a surprise. Nominations.
Okay. I was wondering.
That's enough of that.
And I would definitely have to echo that Lieutenant Lehman has spent an enormous amount of time plotting, and if anybody remembers the last meeting, he did a whole presentation on specific areas of the city, and it was a really very detailed map. I actually would like, you know, to see that again, you know, and pretty cool. All right, item 8, consent agenda. I will entertain a motion.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Mayor, I move that we approve the quarterly financial report for the period ending June 2018 and approval of quarterly investment report for period ending June 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept the approval of the quarterly financial report for period ending June 2018 and the quarterly investment report for period ending June 2018. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. I'm going to deviate from the agenda, and I'm going to move to item 9C, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-847, an ordinance revising sewer service charges and providing for a penalty. This is the first reading. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Okay, Mayor and Council, we added in the fee changes to the sewer that we discussed last council meeting. Other changes where we also added, rather than a person who wants to request a leak adjustment, filling out, writing their own letter, there's a form that they fill out now. And so it's updated on the last page where it has the schedule. We updated the calculation where it's also based on those amounts. And then our city attorney just kind of made a change to the caption of it. So I don't know if there is a specific way the motion needs to be made when you read the.
Before we do that, would you just reiterate why we're having to do this, please?
As a reminder, San Antonio Water Systems voted to do substantial increases over the years to the sewer costs, and they increased by 3.6% this year, and it'll be 8% effective January 1st. So we added that together to pass on the 11.6% increase to our customers, because the ordinance does say that cost gets passed on to customers, but we had not had an increase. The city's been paying the increase, but we've not passed it on to customers since 2014. We just can't afford to continue to cover that cost.
Our attorney, Mark Schnaw.
Good evening, everyone. The change to the caption was simply to clarify that the ordinance wasn't repealing and revising the service charges. It was repealing the prior ordinance, which I think was adopted in 2013, and adopting new sections to the Code of Ordinance. What O-2013-743 did was adopt sections, I think 50.10 to 50.20 of the city code. And so we want to make sure that it's clear in our caption that what we're doing is not just repealing that ordinance and revising the service charges, but we're also adopting new sections, 50.10 and 50 through 50.20 of the Code of Ordinance, including the revision to the sewer service charges. Providing for a penalty is because the last section of the ordinance tonight just repeats the penalty provision already in the code. And because the city's Code of Ordinance is codified, I think it's important to try where possible to reference the code sections. It will help the compiler of the code know exactly where to plug this in without having to take extra time or do extra work. And then the other red line you see on the first page is simply in section one to make it clear exactly what was going to happen in the rest of the ordinance. As far as Ms. Vernon's comment about what should be adopted, I think the appropriate motion might be to make a motion to adopt ordinances O-2018-847 with the caption, and then read the caption, an ordinance repealing ordinance number O-2013-743 and adopting new sections 50.10 through 50.20 of the Code of Ordinances, including a revision to sewer service charges and providing for a penalty.
Does anybody have any questions for our attorney? Okay, I will entertain a motion for ordinance number O-2018-847, repealing ordinance number O-2013-743 and adopting new sections 50.10 through 50.20 of the Code of Ordinances, including a revision to the sewer service charges and providing for a penalty.
Mayor, I make a motion to accept ordinance number O-2018-847 and ordinance repealing ordinance number O-2013-743 and adopting new sections of 50.10 through 50.20 of the new code ordinances, including a revision to sewer services charges and providing for a penalty.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge. Are there any questions, discussion? Well, our city secretary.
The only comment that I'd like everybody to know about this revision from the sewer portion of the San Antonio, we're underneath their thumb, and we have no say-so whatsoever. When they want to raise the rates, we get stuck. So it's not the city of Kirby that's raising the rates. It's Sauls of San Antonio that's raising the rates. And because we accepted the first raise and then we got this second one, we just couldn't afford to leave it that way. We just had to go ahead and put it in and pay it all at one time. And so.
Is there any further discussion, questions, statements? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Yes. All right, I am going to continue down to 9D, discussion and possible action on usage policies for the general water and debt service funds. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Mayor and Council, we were just doing some research during the recent budget season and noticed that we didn't have established policies. We know what the fund is used for and can be used for legally, but we just never had that on paper. So it was suggested that we go ahead and put a policy on paper for all three funds that we have, the general fund, the water fund, and the debt service. That way everyone understands clearly what those funds, where they come from, and how they can be expended. So that's if you have a copy of that policy in front of you. You might have any questions. City attorney reviewed it and he's approved it in this form. Would we need a motion to approve each one individually, or would it be okay to make one motion approving all three funds?
In light of the wording on the agenda for item 9D, a single motion, as long as it includes a reference to each of the policies, would be adequate.
All right, I will entertain a motion for the policies for the general, water, and debt service funds.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the policies for the general fund, water fund, and debt service funds policies.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to accept the usage policies for the general, water, and debt service funds. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Great. Did I cover all of our attorney's items? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, item 9A, update and discussion. I'm going back to 9A. 9A, update, discussion, and possible action on Ben Zingelman Road reconstruction project. Gilbert. Public Works Superintendent.
Mayor, Council, I got just going to reiterate what Mark sent to us as an update. Basically,
this would be Mark with Ford Engineering.
Yes, Mark with Ford Engineering. Yeah, he said the mailboxes should be completed. Most of the demolition will be done, I think, by the end of this week. The prep for the new curbs will begin tomorrow, and forming of the curbs next Tuesday. A couple weeks of forming for flat work and pouring and curing. There's a few items that stand out in the curbs and sidewalks as needed will be addressed with his sub. So Mark went through the job site and identified a few items with him. Again, there's a couple more items that I need to go walk through phase one with Fedmin as well. So he also had a meeting with the TxDOT, and that inspector was observed what was going on out there, and he's aware of everything. So the project's moving forward. Right now we have we're in phase two. Phase one's just about to be complete, so they should be done with the mailbox and out of there pretty soon. So, and then this one should go a little bit smoother and a little bit quicker, one should hope, because it's just sidewalks, and I believe there's a fire hydrant needs to be replaced there as well. So
you mentioned that TxDOT was here.
Yes.
So why did TxDOT come?
The TxDOT inspector is supposed to come by periodically, I believe.
So he came
at
on
least
his
monthly.
Own?
Yeah.
He just came on his own? Or
had a meeting scheduled. Mark called him up. He was introduced to it, and Mark Hill called him up. He's the new inspector, I believe, for that project. So he went out there to get updated on everything and walk through.
And so you said that the mailboxes should be completed.
Yes.
Which means
yes.
The mailboxes are not completed.
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to go by today, as
a
matter
of
fact. But
so at one of our last meetings, we discussed what a completion was.
Mm-hmm.
But they already started phase two. So I just want everybody to know that, again, they continued to do something that we specifically told them not to start, but they did it anyway. So there's just another blatant disregard for any direction that the city staff has given. So, and again, I've received numerous complaints from residents, new residents, in fact, ones that hadn't initially called before. And so we've had grass that was put in that didn't even come close to matching what was previously there. There is trash. There was a broken that surrounds the meter box. It wasn't actually the meter box, but the broken concrete, because the vehicle or the equipment actually sat on top of the meter box. One of the residents literally took out the grass that was planted twice because he wasn't happy with them and their patch job. I actually sent pictures to it to our city manager, who forwarded it to Gilbert and to Mark Hill with Ford Engineering. That resident was very clear that he didn't want SAC to put anything in his yard, and clearly stated as such. The ponding is still happening, so I'm hoping that that's obviously one of the things that they will go back and address with that piece of it. So again, though, our own staff has spent an enormous amount of time out there overseeing, taking phone calls. They are not returning phone calls. We've had residents that are not having those phone calls returned, and not by our staff, but by the people that they're supposed to call on the paper with SAC. We did have a office manager phone number, so that's been given out now, so that at least somebody answers the phone so that a resident can complain to the company itself rather than vent to a staff member here. So there's still, we have some huge issues, and maybe phase two will go great, but as y'all know, phase three contains lots of homes. So hopefully, and now, if you also remember, Ford Engineering won't come out here anymore to speak on the matter unless we pay them. So that's, that was also that something that Monique, because Ford Engineering doesn't want to come and answer questions either. So Unfortunately, it's all falling on our own staff, so Gilbert is being pulled thin with all that information. So thank you very much for taking on that extra load that I personally don't believe should have to.
I do have a question.
Say that. So.
On phase two, on my side on Benzingerland, are they going to take out the bridge sidewalk, or are they going to leave that handy?
No, ma'am. I don't believe they're going to mess with the bridge. They're going to leave that intact, and then they're going to match
sidewalk
up with the asphalt.
Up to that way?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then
yeah, they're not demolishing that. Also, again, too, just want to reiterate before we move forward with accepting the job, we're going to go through the phases, and if there's issues, part of the reason some of the grass has to be there kind of to hold a lot of the dirt going and SWIP, you know, the stormwater prevention to keep our creeks and everything cleared. So unfortunately, that issue did happen. I addressed it with Fedamine, and they were supposed to go out there and put the right grass out there. But again, we don't have to accept a lot of what they do. We'll have to do the walkthrough, and I believe it's through the first three phases. So once we do the walkthrough, and that'll give us time also, if anything's going to fail, we'll be able to pinpoint it and look at it and address it to the contractor. Unfortunately, we have to go through the phases, but we're going to make sure they go a phase at a time. I'll be sure to reiterate that to the contractor, and you know, make sure also that, you know, whatever calls that I do get, you know, I want to make sure that I do address them. I try to stay as close to the public as possible, you know, speaking with them. I don't have a problem with that at all. But again, you know, I want to reiterate that we're going to go through those items and we're going to point them out.
And that was another, when one of the residents actually did get through and somebody called them back, they only answered the phone call because they thought it was somebody else. So apparently they've got the residents' numbers blocked or on standby or something, but basically was told that the reason they weren't doing the job or that they weren't there in certain times in the sunlight was because the city wasn't paying them. So that was their excuse. So that's the information that they're giving residents, that's the reason that they can't complete their job. So I actually met with a few of the residents last week after work and had a conversation out on in their area. And so, again, I think that's something that we're going to have to, unfortunately, be talking about every time. And it's ridiculous that this is what we're left with. And that our city staff is left with. So, anybody else have any questions regarding this piece? No, thanks, Gilbert. All right, item 9B, discussion and possible action on adopt a spot application. Are you going to speak?
I guess I'm here. Oh, well, I'm here. Yeah. Nobody else
would
be here. But...
Welcome to the committees. So in your packet, you will see that the Adopt-a-Spot is out front already. Thank you, Mark. And what the Beautification and Recycling Committee is proposing is that they have another area out there. So if you want to, do you know about that or?
I do know about it, but only a little bit. I am new to the committee. I've only been to one meeting. But we did speak on the Adopt-a-Spot application that was going to be submitted, and it's the square planter area in front of the entranceway. We would like to add that to the areas that we care for and plant and water and do the maintenance of.
And just so y'all know, Alice and I don't know if you've been in that rotation yet, but Alice and Barbara actually take turns and they come up here and water themselves and take care of the two flower areas in the front of City Hall. So, Don Aldridge, okay.
Yeah, I actually am in that rotation, but since I've been on the committee, it has rained very well every one of my watering days, so I haven't actually watered yet.
So we were talking about committees earlier. So Beautification and Recycling is also a very active committee. Although they are small in number, they do as much as they can. So Let's, this one, I will entertain a motion for their request.
Mayor, make a motion for adopt the spot to have the remaining brick area outside of City Hall, including the front, including the two areas that they have at this time, too.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to grant the adopt a spot application from Kirby Beautification Recycling Committee. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I can say, our regular meeting would be on Tuesday, but because of National Night Out, the Beautification and Recycling Committee is having our meeting on Monday if anybody would like to come and have input or just be aware. It's at 7 p.m.
7.
I believe it's 7, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item 9E, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. Patty had sent us a update of the list of current members. So if we, the ones that would be up for consideration would be Donna, who just spoke, Celicia, and Kara, and that would be a term to expire October 1, 2020.
Kara Steele.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So I'll entertain a motion for those members or other members, whichever members. But those are the three that have expressed an interest to continue.
You have to say their name.
You can if you want. Donna, Celicia, and Kara.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the members.
Donna, Celicia, and Kara.
To the Beautification Committee.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge. Seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to continue the appointment of Donna, Celicia, and Kara to the Beautification Recycle Committee for a term to expire October 1, 2020. Is there any further, is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember
Abadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so.
Mayor, excuse me. If we can just add for the public that there is still one vacancy on that committee, so if anyone is interested, applications are here at City Hall or on the website.
Thank you. Item 9F, discussion and possible action to appoint members and alternate members to the Building and Standards Commission. So, again, we've been provided with the information. The ones that have or that are up, there has been a vacancy, another member left, so it leaves that position open. Donna Dreya has expressed an interest in moving from an alternate position to that vacant position, and then that way their committee would be full. It would allow another, if somebody wanted to come and volunteer, that would leave a vacant, that would be an alternate member that would be filled. So those reappointments and appointment would be for Kimberly Keene for an October 1, 2020 term, and then that would move Donna from an alternate member to a full-time regular member with a term October 1, 2020.
But can Kim be on that committee since she's the board?
Because she's not, as long as it's not an elected, it's an appointment.
Mayor, I move that we appoint Donna to the Building and Standards Commission.
Second.
Do we want to
move from an alternate to a regular member?
Okay. And do we want to go ahead?
Kimberly. Oh, I thought she was already on that one.
She needs to be reappointed. Her term expires.
Sure. I would, let me, can I start over again? Okay. Appoint members and members to the Building and Standard Committee of Donna and Kimberly. And when would their? October the 1st, 2020 would expire.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Wilson.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Lehman to reappoint Kimberly Keene to a term expiring October 1, 2020, and to move Donna from an alternate member to a regular member with a term expiring October 1, 2020. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Item 9G, discussion. So that also, let me go back to that. That will also leave open alternate members if anybody is interested in doing that. And when is their next meeting?
They have one planned for October 3rd.
Okay, so October 3rd. All right. Nine G, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Parks and Rec Committee. These would be Angelica Page, Ryan Medina, and Erna Baker with terms expiring October 1, 2020.
Ryan, who else?
It would be Angelica Page, Brian Medina, and Erna Baker.
Erna.
E-R-N-A.
Mayor, I move to appoint, to reappoint members to the Parks and Recreation of Angelica, Brian, and Erna for October the 1st, 2020.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to reappoint Angelica Page, Brian Medina, and Erna Baker to a term of October 1, 2020 for the Parks and Rec Committee. Is there any discussion?
Donna, still open vacancies.
Right. And there are two vacancies. Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah.
Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Item 9H, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So this one would be Sam Richardson and Raul Martinez for a term expiring August 2020. There is a vacancy for that as well for August 2020. However, there has been no interest and no applicants. So also, as some of you or everybody knows, Sam will be leaving in November as well, so that will open another vacancy for those.
Okay.
So I think we actually already reappointed these two in August of this year, so we're just looking for one more person.
Oh, you're right. That does say August 20. Sorry.
I was hoping
I read that incorrectly.
What are you waiting for, Donna?
So if we can, obviously there's no action to take on this because there is no one there. So if we can continue, yes, so if we can continue advertising for this board person and then, or sorry, commission person, and then bring it up on our next agenda. I would like to at least put it on our agenda at least until we find someone. Yes, ma'am. All right, item 9I, discussion and possible action on request to place a Little Free Library at H. Pryor Smith Park or the John Sterling Building. Donna, we should have just left you there.
not going to sit this far away from the podium anymore. Good evening, Council, Mayor Pierce, city employees. I am here to request placement of our newest Little Free Library. There is a very horrible picture of it on the screen. It's currently in the back seat of my car, so I couldn't get a good angle. I apologize. It doesn't look that wonderful. As you all know, over the past few months, with the help of Police Chief Boyce and Fire Chief Alfaro and many community members, we created the Kirby Little Free Library Committee and have maintained two book share boxes in the city of Kirby. These boxes are currently located at the Police Department and the Fire Department Dispatch Office. We've made arrangements for a third box that has been built and donated by Girl Scout Troop 300 to be placed in the city. Our newest box was originally going to be at the Senior Center, but upon agreement with them, we've chosen to ask for a new location in the same park area. So today we're seeking permission from the City of Kirby and to get council approval to place it at a location in John Sterling Park or Prior Smith Park. The bookshare boxes are at convenient locations for Kirby residents and other community members to access books. We are asking permission from City Council to have the newest bookshare box placed near the John Sterling Building in John Sterling Park on Charles Conrad, near the parking lot inside the park, or at an alternate location in front of the playground at Prior Smith Park, near the corner of Charles Conrad and Ben Zingelman. The last page of your packet is Google satellite maps of the park area. In the first image, I have the two areas that I just mentioned circled in red. The second image is the location near the building and the parking lot, which is our first preference for box placement. I believe this will be accessible to everyone, whether walking or driving, and close enough to seating areas and the pool that people may use it simply while they're visiting the park. The last image is our second choice for box placement at the parks. It's in front of the playground in a similar manner that was approved for the box placement at Nacho Park on Autumn Lane. That box has not been installed yet, so I didn't have a picture for reference, but it would basically be in front of the playground, centered between the two benches of seating areas.
And if I can just, so there's no confusion, the Google map piece that Donna's provided, Google isn't caught up, so it doesn't show the covered playground. So it's that's why that's.
Yeah, there is an area there that looks like a playground. You can see where it's supposed to be, but correct. The actual covered playground is not in the photo.
So that's what the piece of.
We are also asking for assistance from Public Works to install the box and ensure that it's secure and placed appropriately. Schedule of the installation could become coordinated between myself and Gilbert Sellis, if he approves, or I could drop the box off to Mr. Sellis and he could coordinate with his staff at his convenience, whichever is easier. In my proposal, it says I should have the box by this weekend, but I was able to pick it up this afternoon, so I do have it ready and available whenever, if it's approved, whenever it's ready to be installed, the box is available. It will contain books for both children and adults in a similar manner to the current boxes. This box has been built on behalf of and donated by Girl Scout Troop 300 and their leader, Emily Jellick. Girl Scout Troop 300 has been working on a project for the Tricentennial to place 300 Little Free Library boxes throughout the greater San Antonio area. The Senior Center was a prime location for a project of this sort. Now that they have a library inside for the seniors, I coordinated with Ms. Norma Hamby, and we both agreed that a box in the park area would be better for the community. Registration of the book boxes will be with the Little Free Library website. If it is approved, as soon as it's installed, I will update the littlefreelibrary.org map. We do have the registration plaque with the box, so everything has been said and done. It's just a matter of updating the website so that the location is searchable. Our volunteer program will inspect the boxes on a regular basis, noting any deficiencies, keeping up with the book cyclings for fresh offering, and doing repairs, minimal repairs, as possible by volunteers. Our contact information, I'm not going to read through all of our contact information because you all have it, I apologize. But I have purchased business card holders that can be attached inside all of the boxes. So as soon as I receive those, I ordered them from Amazon. As soon as I receive those going forward, there will be business cards with contact information inside all of the Little Free Library boxes. So anybody who goes there can, you know who to call or who to email. Our committees currently meet on the third Saturday of every month. It is open to adjustment based on member needs. We are always looking for new members. We do have community members who regularly attend meetings and give input. Our meetings are always open to the public, and anyone can bring us ideas or questions.
And you want to explain where those meetings are held?
We have been holding the last two meetings at Wing It Restaurant on Old Seguin Road. We decided as a group that we would like to hold our meetings at community businesses to help get the word out and get a chance to know the businesses and the business owners and everybody in the community. The reason we've had it twice in a row at Wing It was simply convenience based on their hours of operation and our hours of availability.
It's the pineapple lemonade.
Fried pickles.
And they have the biggest table that we could all fit at.
And what were the locations that you have? What were the why is the location for the just because other books? Not everybody's here. As far as why Sterling, why you believe, or why the committee or the conversation, why that was a better location than the second location, possibly.
The spot near the John Sterling building, I believe, is a better location because it's accessible to drive-up traffic because of the parking lot, as well as walk-up traffic. Compared to the area in front of the playground, there is no parking on that side of the street on Charles Conrad. So people may drive past it and not stop, or may decide not to stop because they don't want to walk from the parking lot to the Little Free Library box. Or they may stop right in front of it and block traffic and get a ticket and then get mad at me.
It's congested sometimes there anyway because of the park right there.
Not in my picture.
Your picture has no
sidewalks. Look there.
There's no canopy there either. Google needs to catch up. No. Does the city have any preference as far as staff is concerned, as far as where it's at proximity, as far as if it was there?
No, I mean, the only thing I was thinking about is maybe as far as installation, and you know, this would probably be easier to put it at the entrance of John Sterling versus having to install it in the park area.
So by the pool area would be better or easier? And that was one of the things that was talked about, too, because of the parking lot, that it would be easily accessible. I mean, the intent is that people would park in the parking lot and walk down the sidewalk to the park, even when their kids play, but we know that that's really not the
people
case.
Walk on the road.
Yes, right.
My only problem with having it at John Sterling Park, and you're putting it, I'm sorry, by the tree, right, that if you were going to move it, put it on the grass side by the flag where it's easy, people know it's there.
Okay.
Or my other thing was if you had it at the playground area, you have families that are there. You know, four and five. Well, let's go back to the pool. You're going to have it from June to August when you're going to have a main section of the people there. And then nobody goes and parks there at all until swimming pool time opens. And at the playground area, you always have families at the playground.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever driven by there where there's not somebody there.
Right. That is a good point.
Either one would be good.
My thought of the parking lot area was that people may come, even if they weren't intending on going to the playground, and be comfortable to pull up and stop and go to the little free library box, similar to at the police station. You know, they pull in the parking lot, and it's a lit area, and it's accessible 24 hours a day. And I know by the playground, well, there is a street light there, but people may be more comfortable if it were later in the evening in the parking lot area.
And just move it from behind the trees area to closer to the flagpole area where people can see it, I think, be more visible. Right, right.
So then we can do that. Once you figure out where would be the location,
over here,
we take John Sterling and go from that area that you're talking about back to the where the flagpole is, as Debbie's talking about, and get it located somewhere in there.
So anywhere in that area
it's kind of like by the trees
And hidden.
Yeah, and on the side of the building, people can come.
Well, I have a way we can.
The other thing that was talked about, too, is that sometimes people that go to the pool, since they have to be obviously accompanied by adults, sometimes the parents don't actually swim. And maybe it was something that, since the box is accessible and is stocked with children's and adults, teen books, that maybe somebody would, you know, a parent would read a book or grab a book there, too, just to give more exposure to the program itself.
But either one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
So then again, her first choice, John Sterling.
Right. I would move it closer to the flagpole instead of back by the trees. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we talked about. Gilbert's going to have to.
Yeah.
To look and so see. It'll dictate where the possible
but
place between those two.
Where you're talking about as much as possible.
Yeah, just for the, yeah.
All right, does somebody want to make a motion?
No? Mayor, I make a motion. We accept the John Sterling Park location for Kirby's Little Free Library.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Wilson to accept the location at the John Sterling building for the little free library box. Is there any further discussion?
Just to make sure that everything coordinated with Gilbert and Donna are able to coordinate to get that location.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, our city secretary, go ahead.
Oh, I just have one question. What type of books are you really needing? Are you needing children's books? Are you needing adult books?
We are needing young adult and adult books. I have a plethora of children's books that has been donated by the elementary school twice, once at the end of the school year and once at the beginning of the school year. So I literally have 25 banker boxes of elementary age books. So anything for middle and high schoolers, the young adults, or adult books, or for even younger children, preschool books, I don't have a lot of those either.
Okay. I can get you some adult books.
Awesome.
What about audio books?
In what format?
CD.
I can put them in the libraries. I don't have a CD player, but I'm sure somebody does.
The only issue.
Oh.
Right. And then the only issue. Or not issue.
I take that back. I have one in my car, so I apologize.
Look, people, I didn't say cassette or 8-track, okay?
I have 8-track.
That was the other thing, too, because it may not come back, so. You know,
true.
So if it's something that somebody held dear and was expecting it to be, I mean, there's nothing to say that people can't take a book and not bring it back. I mean, the whole idea is to get people reading, because so many people, that was something that we were discussing too. So many people read on Kindles, mm-hmm. that the written word is you know, the paper, and it's just odd. So
I know we'll be 50 next year.
Music box with the original Edison records.
All right, so we have a motion.
I have my record player.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Wilson. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, item
9.
Thank you, Donna. Nine J, discussion and possible action on review of the 2018 City of Kirby pool season. I will turn this over to our city manager.
All right, the 2018 pool season ran from Saturday, May 26th through Monday, September 3rd. The pool was open 6 days a week. And this year, we contracted the pool out to San Antonio Pool Management. And that contract is current through November 30th of this year. They do everything, the chemicals, cleaning, staffing. So just to give you a report on this summer, concessions and entry fees totaled $8,120.81. And pool party rentals totaled $1,065. So the entire summer we made $9,185.81. And some of the things that we took away from this year that we feel like just need to be coordinated better is that we need to operate on the Judson ISD school district calendar. So actually our contract had dates in there that we to open a week earlier than we actually did. You know, a lot of our lifeguards were high school students, so we really need to coordinate that. And then also there were a couple of holidays in there where we thought the pool would still be open that final week, but school had already started, so we could only be open on weekends. So that was just something that we needed to try to get some match the school district.
So when we do this, will we be going out for bids again? I mean, is this something we bid every year?
Well, based on the amount, we don't necessarily have to, but if you all are comfortable doing that, we can go out again and come in.
I'm not necessarily thinking that we needed that. I was just wondering if somewhere it could be renegotiated, because I know that, and again, I know that the city isn't doing the, you know, the meat and potatoes of it, but there was concerns around the season passes, you know, and those kinds of things, because for a parent or a grandparent to take their child, it's $2, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's $2 every day. So if you have a parent with four children, you know, those $2, that doesn't seem like a lot every day to go and enjoy something that the city offers, then it makes it difficult, because then it's almost like $40 a week just to go swimming. And then every day or every week, then, you know, then it becomes such a big expense.
And really, that's more in our ordinance, something we took out of the ordinance this year, but we wanted to revisit that, because our thought was the pool company didn't really have a way to issue and manage the pool passes. We would have to do that here, so we could always revisit that for next season.
If that's something, because I think that would make it even more dynamic, because I believe that a lot of people didn't go. When I went by several times, it was extremely packed. But at the same time, I think that other people would go if, in fact, that season pass piece was there.
Now, we looked at last year. We sold one family pass last year.
Right. So one pass. That
one
was
pass
it.
All year. Yeah.
Oh, so when so we had those available. Oh, really?
Buying them.
Okay.
So that was kind of why staff just recommended.
Oh, interesting.
How much were they?
I don't remember the.
Less than 100. Right at 100.
There was an individual one, or you could buy a family one. So we had one family purchase pass last year.
Wow.
Well, maybe if we put it back in and try, and then maybe advertise the fact that it is there, you know, and just see if that brings in, you know, more community involvement with that.
And then we can make a determination on that for next year.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I had heard a little bit of complaints on was just the concessions. They didn't offer enough there for the kids to eat. Was it chips and drinks or something?
Yeah.
city side, how was the, how was, because I don't believe that the pool was ever closed for the lack of chemicals, or that the chemicals were messed up.
In fact, we only had 3 days that the pool closed, and that was rain days all season.
Didn't they close it a couple of times for the water?
Not this year. We didn't have any water closures, right? No, it was only rain days. And then in those days that we advertised that we would be open that last week, the school had already started.
So did that add time back for public work since they didn't have to mess with that? I mean, did that work out well?
Them up considerably. They don't have to worry about that portion. We do still have to stop the facility. So we go out and purchase any concessions. The public work still goes to do that. And we buy, of course, all of the other supplies, paper towels, napkins, but we do that anyway because of other rentals.
So were the rentals more than they had been in years past?
I don't think any more or any less.
Okay.
Really. They've been pretty much the same.
Okay.
One other challenge we did have at the very beginning was just that transition where people were contacting the pool company, I guess a lot earlier than the pool company was prepared to take those. You know, we, at City Hall, when we take them, people call and start booking parties well in advance. So we'll just have to manage that a little bit better also to have a date, okay, when we want them to start accepting pool parties.
So is the communication between the city and them okay?
Yes, we didn't have any issues.
Okay.
And in fact, one thing that they're going to do is because we had that 1 week where we were closed but advertised to be open and it had to do with the calendar, they're going to give us a credit for that week.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So do you, so this will come back up in November or we'll do it in October?
Probably the beginning of November.
And now, if we're expecting our staff to go out for bids or to see if anybody, now probably would be the time, because San Antonio Pool Management probably has theirs in order, but if somebody else was going to do it, you know, so I guess after the meeting or whatever, or later on, if somebody thinks about it, then.
Is there any way, if we do go back out for bids, that this next bid could possibly be for 2 years? Because you've had a run of a year, but technically it's not a year. So to actually see what they're doing, we should allow them at least one more year to try this out. I mean, I'm all up for going out for bids, but to me, you know, you're talking less than 3 months, a little over 3 months worth of time. You're getting good response back. They're taking care of Gilbert's not having to do things, so that saving, if they would stay pretty much within the same budgeted price line that we have, I wouldn't see why we would not just give them a contract and go again and see, because if we end up with problems the second year, then I would suggest we go back out for bids and everything else and go and see.
And I just as far as the bids, that's the only reason I say that, because that it's already October, so that doesn't give anybody else a, you know.
Yeah, we want to do that at least by January if we intend to request
that. I mean, that, or we just give her the permission now to adjust and make prices and get them to adjust for the season passes that Debbie's talking about. And if there's anything else we can think of, then get with her before she gets with them to get those taken care of with her so she can bring it to their attention.
If we're going to do the season passes, we need to put that, we have to put it back.
Right. So let me ask, so that would still be with the city, though. That wouldn't be, we would sell the season pass. Right.
But then we would give the copy of the pass to
them. So if it's, so that piece would still be handled. So it's not like they're losing.
Yeah, that would affect them necessarily.
Right.
It's just that they just need to know that we're accepting pool passes again.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
right.
Like I said, I'm up for going out for bids. But if everything's going accordingly, can we just give her permission now to make the adjustments we want? And as long as it stays within the same boundaries of what we're, what they've given us this time on this past proposal that we agreed on, if they stay pretty within, I'd say 3%, because that's the only thing I could see for a raise a year, a 3%. If it stays within 3%, then we just let her go. And then
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, we can actually take action, so if somebody wants to put that into a motion, then that way our city staff has direction, and then if anybody wants, but before that's there, is there specific pieces, or does that sound, Jerry?
Well, I think it's good. When we're talking the passes, so if somebody comes up to the pool, then they would have to be saying, hey, if you want a family pass, you have to go there, or well, can they sell the passes there?
So they would probably have to come here to get them, because we made the passes here and then kept them.
Maybe, so if we're going to advertise that, because we still have until the next pool season, but if we're going to advertise that, maybe we say the passes stop here, you know, like before the pool season, a month before the pool season, 2 weeks before the pool season, that if you didn't buy it then there's no...
Yeah, because again, we don't want to put a lot of stress back again, too. We're adding back into what staff's already capable of doing.
But then that way, at least that gives us 6 months to advertise.
And put it out to make sure people know.
Yes.
You know.
And then like, hey, we're going to bring the company back. Well, if they want to come back and it meets our criteria. But then that way, it gives them the, affords them the opportunity to say, hey, maybe so. But then that way, it's already out of the way, so y'all aren't inundated at pool season.
And that's what, like Northampton, they put it up on the marquee.
You've
got up until this date to get your pool pass or your family pool pass.
Okay. Maybe that's something that we can talk to a certain someone about advertising. All right, so does somebody want to make a motion?
Mayor, I make a motion we allow the city manager to proceed with extending the contract or renewing the contract with San Antonio Pool Management, but to include the family passes and...
Jetson ISD schedule. Jetson ISD schedule.
Yes, Jetson ISD schedule. We're giving her authorization to make the changes she needs to make changed.
Second.
For them to stay within a 3% for the next year, for this year coming.
Motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge. Is there any other discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so we'll look for that in November. All right, item 9K, discussion and possible action to award a bid for Public Works Yard Asphalt Project.
So this item was tabled last council meeting. We did go out for bids, and what this project is to lay asphalt area in the public works yard for them to park their vehicles and equipment on. It's already a covered area, and so right now they're just kind of parking on the dirt. It'd be better for our equipment and for access for it to be on a asphalt pad. And so the bids actually came in a little bit high, but our public works director and city engineer negotiated with the contractor and got the price down within our budget. And so there's a recommendation letter from Ford Engineering for ACE Company in the amount of $98,868.86 for this project. It is budgeted in this current 2017-2018 fiscal year. So if we award a bid, it would need to be before the 30th of this month. And then they'll get started, and it'll take about 90 days for them to do the project, so that'll still give us an opportunity to pay it before we close this fiscal year out.
How are we to trust Ford Engineering when they can't even handle San Antonio contractors?
I'm just saying.
Well, my concern is...
I have no confidence in them. That's why I wanted to ask for...
My concern, too, is that it did come in such over their bid. Like, there's never a happy medium. It's either everybody is way above them, or there's one person that's really low above, I mean low, and then there's everybody else is right in line, but above their bid. So how much involvement did you have with this, Gilbert?
And I was just thinking, because can you explain what items y'all took out to get it to this price?
Yeah, there was there's a concrete.
It was a concrete drainage. We already have an existing drainage on the side of the building, and also to keep from having erosion and issues when it does rain, because as you know, Duffick comes down and it goes all the way down between my building and the shop to the creek. That's in place right now, but there's no concrete there. So what we did was we took out that area of concrete and we kind of tapered it off. That way we won't have that erosion there on when it rains. So we took that part out. On the back side, we also took out, we made it a little bit of a shorter area. And then we took some concrete pads out that were there as well. There's a few other pieces that we are going to leave, a grassy area that we don't really utilize now other than old equipment that's sitting there. So there was a few changes made to meet that requirement, that cost. I don't think it's really going to affect too much of what we're doing. I think it's very beneficial for us, and especially for our drainage, being right next to the creek, that we do stabilize it with the asphalt, so we don't have a lot of runoff going into the creek and affecting our stormwater and our drainage. So I think it'll be beneficial for us in the city if we do move forward with this. And again, it wasn't very much that was taken out. There was some miscellaneous concrete items that were taken out, and
that's something you can easily have done later on, though, is it not?
Excuse me?
Is that something that can be easily done later on down the line?
In future? The concrete, yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, I was looking down in on it for possibly future items of asphalting all the way to the back, and then making an area where we can dump but also store material with the concrete, and bins in the back for topsoil and possibly different materials that we need, so it doesn't get mixed up in the dirt, but that's something later on that we'll try to address. But as of now, with the items that are taken out, it won't be an issue putting them back in at a later date and improving it. So,
and you're confident with the ACE general being the general contractor?
I personally have not worked with them before. However, from the meetings, they seem very knowledgeable as to what they're doing and that they will do a good job.
Okay, so you're basing it off to good faith. So.
Yes, good faith.
And my concern, again, with all these, my concern is their bid was, initial bid was $138.6. The next bid was $182. And the next one was $197. But Ford's was, I don't know, way.
I think it was one.
Yes.
The one like 119?
119 maybe?
119,000, somewhere around
there. I think it was 119,000, or 118. So yeah, it was 118,713. So. Roughly 119. So again, it was way under the lowest bid, but then the next two bids are way high, but they're at least in line with each other.
Yeah, they're only $17,000 difference,
right,
between
them. That's what I'm saying. That's what concerns me with all of these bids. And I know it's, a parking lot, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the money that's spent, that you're getting, the city is getting the parking lot that we're paying for, because it just seems like, I understand about the concrete, but it's just weird that it's so different. Like, it's just $50,000 separates it.
At the time of the original plans, I believe, and I'm not saying this is for sure, but also the cost of materials could have changed from last year to this year.
What do you foresee this from start to finish? What do you see it taking place? Like, how long do you think?
We discussed it was about 90 days, close to 3 months. But also, you got to take consideration, again, we've had a wet month, and we don't know if that's going to continue. But also, they do have to be kind of in and out of there, because that is our yard, and we need to have, it needs to be functional. So for the time being, we're going to have to move some equipment out of there and put it in a safe spot, and some trucks as well. But we were predicting roughly 90 days to completion.
And And did they say if this was awarded, when they would start?
It would be as soon as possible. Hopefully, maybe next week.
And the other concern, so obviously drainage is an issue anyway, but so it's as far as it's sitting right now, so when they build it, the water will run backwards and not forward?
Yeah, the creek is behind our yard, right. So all the water is going to run that direction.
I just don't want it to come this way because of our other city facility that's sitting right next to you.
Oh, no, ma'am. It won't. The slope and the whole...
Especially since in the back is also Public Works is there as well.
As a matter of fact, it should actually have a better drainage. It'll be smoother, and we'll be able to put crowns in the asphalt where it's needed and allow the flow to go where it's required. So.
And this is in your backyard, so you're going to be there to see it every step of the way.
Yeah.
When you're not called away to go to Ben Zingelman. All right. Are there any questions? Other questions for Gilbert?
The only comment that I agree with is what you're saying is we've always taken the low bid and we're always getting burnt. This project here is. Yeah, it's just a parking lot, so how bad can we get burnt on a parking lot?
Don't.
So, but I would rather go with the low bid on this one because there's, what, $50,000 difference.
There's a lot. You want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We go with this Ace Company.
All right.
Their bid finally, y'all finally agreed at $98,868.86.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lehman.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to award the bid to Ace Company in the amount of $98,868.86. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember
Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember
Apodaca? Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Yes.
Yes, but I also want to put it on public record that I have a no confidence in Ford Engineering with their services at this time also.
Ditto.
For the record, that I have no confidence.
Same thing. I concur.
Mayor Pierce.
Yes. Okay. So get your parking lot built.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Item 9. Thank you. Item 9. Oh, you're going to stay up here. Sorry. Item 9L. Discussion and possible action to consider repairs to Wexford Drive. Go for it.
Well, basically Hayden approached me, Hayden Construction, and they wanted to present me with an offer to improve the street. They felt that after they moved in that the street, they could help improve it. So
the street they tore up.
Well, basically, it's my understanding it was presented to me that he had noticed it was damaged. It was driving on it, and then after a while, you know, he said he wanted to help improve the city. So I personally think it's a good idea and we should move forward with it. There's a lot of cost that's not being brought to the city as far as mobilization, the work itself. Basically, we're paying for materials. So it's going to benefit the city as well as, you know, the residents that are living there in those apartment complexes. So.
One of my concerns, and there was going to be a representative here tonight, however, I was informed that they also had another job somewhere, so they couldn't send their rep. One of my biggest concerns is that in the notes, it says that it doesn't include the cost of permits, which may or may not be required, or the plan work necessary to obtain such permits. But then on number 5, it says Hayden Paving is not responsible for any lane closures or traffic control associated with the execution of this repair. If you know where Wexford is, it's right there at the apartment complex. There are children walking, there are adults walking, catching buses, there are buses going in there, and that is an absolutely ridiculous place for there to be zero traffic control at their expense and at their...
Yeah, that would probably have to be some language that would need to be changed, because, again, what it was my understanding that he presented, that we would basically be paying for material only. As far as permits and working in that area, if he were to pull a permit, it would be our right-of-way permit, which would be the $150 permit for the 3 months, or $350 for the 6. It just depends on which one he wants to go with and how long it's going to take. Again, if we were to move forward with that, then that language would have to be taken, because we're basically paying for material. He's not charging for mobilization, for labor. They're going to do the surveying out there and make sure that has proper runoff and grade. Again, it's something that's going to benefit them and benefit us as well. But as far as that goes, yeah, we'd have to change that language on there, because we're not going to cover any of right. those costs.
And then there, this actually, the street actually was proposed in the funding for the CDBG. And the council at the time had said that they would rather focus using that money on other streets. That was also during the time that Wexford was also disregarding what our requests were about going in and out of that area. So, again, this is a street, so they're going to continue with taking big trucks in and out, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not talking because of the project, but in general, they're still moving. That's their excavation or their company, so they'll be putting big trucks in and out, correct?
Ma'am.
So we're going to spend, in my opinion, if we went with this, we're going to be spending $50,000 for them to drive those big trucks up and down, up and down, up and down.
If they want it fixed, they pay for it.
So, I mean, that's, okay. I mean, I absolutely concur with you that it needs to be fixed, and that's one way, but at the same time, they're actually the ones creating the damage to the streets, because VIA doesn't go there. The school buses stop at the front. So literally, they're going to be doing the damage to that street. And in fact, they did the damage to the street. So it's, you know, and I'm just personally, this is just my personal opinion, I'm not comfortable spending $50,000 to pave a road that's not going to last, because they're going in and out.
We did that, I think, in QT's. I mean, would have been a better choice back there for us to spend that money with them back over there.
I mean, I would rather take the money and give it to you to continue fixing other areas and patches of the streets that we know, like potholes and areas that are sunken and those kinds of things. But that's just my personal opinion. I'm just not comfortable spending that much money, considering that they're going to just demolish it with their trucks going in and out. And the fact that they've proven that they don't actually follow our direction either, as far as where they're supposed to take their vehicles and how they're supposed to travel through our city. That's just my feeling. Does anyone else have any questions for Gilbert? All right, so what the motion would be, or what the motion in front of us, or the action would be in front of us, is to consider repairs to Wexford. Hayden Paving has submitted a proposal in the amount of $48,000 to repair Wexford Drive. The cost is for materials only, and they would donate labor if approved. Do you want me to tell those, or do you want to say those amounts? Do you want to explain the amounts of the $40,000 and stuff?
In our current fiscal year budget, and we have the line item for street reconstruction, and that one is the percentage of the taxes that go specifically into a fund for street repairs or street reconstruction, and then we have a street maintenance fund. And so
The way to fund this would be, we've already allocated $25,000 of the street reconstruction budget for Gibbs Sprawl in partnership with QT. So there's a remaining $40,000 there, and then there's currently $17,829 left in the street maintenance.
So if I will entertain a motion for this item. Okay, this item dies for lack of motion. Thank you. All right, item 10, requests and announcements by Mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events and community interests. Councilmember Apodaca. Councilmember Wilson.
I do. I have several.
Wait, I gotta get my paper.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you shorthanding it?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one is I'd like to have the city manager be looking into getting another engineering company because we're having some several big projects coming up, and as you can see, the council is not happy with what we have, and so we'd like to see what we can get. Number two is code compliance. Have you driven around Kirby lately? It is looks like it was back 10 years ago. Grass is everywhere. Buildings are falling down. Signs are terrible. So I'd like to have that come back up. And
how do you want that specifically? Not. And I only say that because usually when we say code compliance, we just get a brief view overview of what
right.
code compliance is. So
I've had complaints of people complaining about things, and so I drove around the city, and I just think that we need to get her getting to do her job. I know she's on vacation.
But I will say, Councilmember Grant had asked us to do bring the health and safety code back to shorten those time frames for compliance, so that will be on the agenda.
But it's just the whole appearance of the city is, and then a couple of other things. Since we've approved the working at the junior high, and we have no parking signs. Can the workers park on Seguin Road? They were parked on Seguin Road, and so I didn't know if...
Can they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to go back and look at that ordinance. There's
it has signs that says no parking.
Oh, well, no. It says no parking. It says no parking. So it's accurate that we've always had the allotment there at the request of the chief police that we can get variance for that. Parking on Ackerman Road for a period of time.
Right.
We go through that with that.
That birthday party all the time.
Can you look into that or have Chief?
I can.
Okay.
But I mean, it's the instruction for the junior high.
Is there a traffic set up there?
For the city and.
But.
Jeff has been handling all the traffic control. So with the school zone, and they've been pulling signs out with barricades and dealing with traffic control on their own. Which they do for their buses and stuff, and we haven't had problems. Their lieutenant contacted me the week before all this started, and we put the request in and placed signage on the roadway that they can temporarily move and help with traffic control. And they had initially had some problems, but they've had success with the way they changed it. So it hasn't been a serious problem yet. I don't know where they're going to park if you don't do that. How much is the lot getting with the rain? We can't put a lot across the street. So
it was just a question that was brought up to me. So,
but you're talking about the construction workers' personal vehicles,
yes, right? Right. Yes. They're parked
there today, and they are. They're parked from their entrance or their where they're allowing the child pickup exit and drop off exit, which is their construction entrance and exit. So they're parked from that point, the furthest west point, all the way back up to where they. Almost near the flagpole on the north side of the road.
Like
so,
yeah, somebody just questioning. I didn't find anything.
They were talking about the traffic at all. Maybe they could barricade the backside of it for better observation. They're not there after sunset, so.
No, it was just parents that said, you know, I can't park there, so, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I would like to have,
do you want that on the agenda, or do you want her just to find out and send
it to council? She can just find out and send it to council. A couple of months ago, I asked about the ditches and the weeds and the trees that were in the ditches, that if something happened, the fire trucks couldn't get through there. And I'd like to have that on the agenda to explain what they've decided to do on it.
Was that all that was specific to Charles Conrad, or was
no, just all of them? Okay. You know, Charles Conrad, Alan Shepard, and all of the ditches. You can go through them, and fire trucks can't go through them. And they had said that y'all were going to go discuss it, and I haven't heard anything on it. And then just to Gilbert to make sure at the park that all the lights are working and the mosquitoes have sprayed for our national night out. Just this weekend, but it's just, it'll probably be really nasty. Yeah.
Can we burn citronella candles at national night out? Can we erect citronella candles? I'm just asking.
I don't know. Do they work?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can you light citronella candles in the park?
Can you light what kind of
citronella? Like for national night out?
Fire.
Is it a fire hazard?
I mean, if it was somebody maybe renting it for a party that just had, you know, 10, 15 people maybe, okay, but, you know, we're talking a couple of hundred people with candles laying around.
Okay.
I know the mosquitoes are bad. They were trying to carry Barkley away.
Kids walk by, somebody go by, catch something on fire.
They go through a Hot Words class and learn how to operate. I said they would have to go through a Hot Words class, and also with that requirement of knowing how in passing how to use a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. I mean, we
can't talk about. We can look at buying some of those electric ones, plug those up in under the pavilion, maybe.
Yeah, just spray. You know, just.
We'll look into, if we
I just know that, you know, we always made sure all the lights were working and everything at night.
We should place all the bulbs, place LED now.
Yes.
Quiet. Hunter, wait, I think that's it. Sure. Well, wait, one more. Are you going to go to the 50th anniversary for the church? 13th of 14th. The Sunday. Just send me an email because everybody else has told me yes or no.
It's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I would like to reiterate about code compliance with Councilman Wilson. I know that the grass is tall, partly because of all the rain that we've had. But we've also had tall grass and unsightly properties before all this rain started. And I know I sound like a broken record about that car at the Diadem Food Mart. If I had knee-high grass in my front lawn, I would have 10 days to get it mowed. My lawn is my private property. It seems to me, and I know it's the law, that I've been told 30 days to move a broke down car on private property. It's just unreal to me. I would like for Public Works to see what they can do about the weeds and stuff underneath the bridges at Starfar and Redding. I've had some residents express some concern about those, and that's it. Oh, another thing. Something was when we were at the Kirby Senior Center at the quarterly breakfast. I had also heard that we've had some residents be
had their money stealing fraudulently. I just want to make it, you know, like on record to let people know, you know, be diligent. Don't just give your money or give access to your bank accounts and stuff like that. The IRS is not going to call you. They'll send you a letter. You know, if you don't know the, if we've got a lot of elderly citizens in our community that, you know, that are very caring. And if our citizens don't know the person on the other than the phone, don't give them money, even if they say that they're a family member. I mean, our citizens that are retired have worked really hard and saved their money. And, you know, and I know it's very hard sometimes to say no, but, you know, we've got several citizens in our community where they've been taken advantage of and people have stolen their money, completely wiped out their bank accounts. And it's very sad. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. I'm done.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yeah, I'd like to bring up a subject that a lot of people keep complaining to me about. What is the program about mowing the grass in our new drainage ditches? I understand from different aspects that we're never supposed to mow that grass. Those trees that are starting to grow in there, that shredders and ain't never going to be able to cut them rascals down.
Okay, so actually that was part of the Rosillo Creek drainage project that Bexar County took care of. The project was officially accepted in September of 2017. We were not allowed to mow or weed that area for 1 year.
Okay.
From the date of acceptance. We are now coming up on the expiration of that. So Public Works already has it scheduled for October to start going in and mowing those areas.
Okay. Councilman Aldridge brought it up just a minute ago, and I was also asked the same question this morning. The water is standing underneath Redding's Bridge, and it's just green and slimy. And I'm assuming it's being backed up because of the grass that's on the south side of that drainage there. I don't know if that little channel through there is being clogged up and the water can't drain through no more or what. But if we don't have no rain, boy, we're going to have one big puddle of mosquitoes coming out of just that one puddle of water because it's green and slimy already. So might check into that, Gilbert, and see what if anything can be done down there at all, because it's going to start giving us a problem health-wise. That's all I got tonight.
Councilmember Pierce.
First off, I wanted to congratulate Lehman again for his award and all the work he does there at the police department. Also thank all the other police officers. There's a lot of things going on. I want to thank Chief Alfaro. Pass the word on. Thank you to all the gentlemen, our firefighters. Gilbert, appreciate everything you're trying to do. City staff? Thank you. That's it.
Well, so I did want to just bring up the Little Cree Library. Since it's not officially a city under the city umbrella, it's difficult to let people know that there are members needed to explore ideas. Those kinds of things. So please spread the word that it's an unofficial committee as far as the city is concerned, but it is another service that can be offered to the citizens for a library, since we don't typically have a library here. So again, congratulations, Layman. Thank you for everything you do, especially with that GIS. October 6th, the Beautification Recycle Committee will be doing cleanup on the street for Swan Lane. That's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now that it's getting cooler, they've moved it up. It used to be at 8, so now it's 9 to 11. So that will be on Swan Lane. Usually it's about two people that come out there with the committee, so maybe two or three. If somebody doesn't know, if your street's never been picked yet, they actually go door to door and hand out flyers and let the residents know, hey, we're going to be here, please join us. So it's, again, something to knock on doors and goes along with code compliance and trying to beautify the city. And I did want to mention that Mr. Garcia's sign has been erected, so it is fully operational now. If you haven't driven by, he did send a picture to Monique that she has shared with everybody of what it looks like. So he has offered, and it's actually ready for business, so he is already putting the feelers out that if anybody wants to rent that. So that is another sales tax option for the city, something we didn't have before. It's a really nice sign, and the construction with QT is moving along. The projected date is still December, from what I understand. And there was something else.
When is Crookford open?
Can I have something else?
Yes.
I think that maybe we should look into or ask, when Mr. Vaughn was here and he was talking about refunding Kirby Baptist Church their $50 for, they weren't selling anything. Is that what they were saying? I didn't even know anything about that. But I think we need to just visit and y'all can call him and talk to him and see what was going on. Because I know they've never charged the church before on that. But.
And as if we can, since we are going to be able to start addressing the ditches now that it's been a year, if we can just put something on social media. I know not a lot of people look at it, but maybe if we put in our water bill or stick a flyer in the little kiosk over here, or the little holy thing. And thank you for coming out. And thank you, Donna, for your presentation and signing up for every other committee. If we can find something else for you, we'll let you know.
That's a good some of those stamp business cards.
Thank you to all of our employees, all the staff. We're adjourned.